A doomsday plane just flew over my house!
Well, I'm Jewish.
If she breathes, she's a thot. Emily, stop! You're so crazy!
Gooning and pornography? Awesome.
I love Diet Coke. Her head is shaped like a squash.
Well, a bullet can never do that.
I'm actually a really nice guy, you fucking bitch.
You're so beautiful, I don't even want to fuck your pussy.
You are a stupid goy.
Some motherfucker called me performative on the internet.
Little fat in my belly. Kill everything in sight. Too weak, too gay, too smelly.
I live in Saudi Arabia.
What's gonna happen in, like, the future?
How about them apples?
2026, we are all voting Democrat.
Shut the fuck up and die. Trump is off his fucking rocker.
Okay, little brown clown. Kill all Goyim. Like, can Goyim be sent to die today?
Yeah, we were supposed to connect yesterday, but I fell asleep, so. but what's up?
Not much.
Hey, wait a second. Is that red?
You can wear red, Nick. It's not pure red. And at the time of the prophet... They were trying to make a distinction because the enemies were wearing all red. So you weren't supposed to dress like the enemies who were wearing all red. But as long as it's mixed colors, if you have red and there's another color, it's okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Just checking. Just checking.
5 minutes, not even 30 seconds in, I'm getting haram policed.
I'm just kidding. It's okay. Yeah. I know.
And my point is that they're using Christianity, and it's false Christianity. They're using it to justify this war. So I want to see a complete separation, the same way that if there's a guy throwing a nail bomb, this is not representative of Islam.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose it isn't. Okay.
Well, but you see what I'm saying? But I mean, look, so if this nail bomb is representative of Islam, then why can't we say, and I don't think it's true,
that non-Western civilizations do not have that we want to keep.
Do you mind repeating that point that they throttled it? It's fixed now. Do you mind? Sorry about the tech issues. You mind repeating that?
What is it? Is it your Kickstream or is it Discord?
I think it's the Kickstream. We're fine now, but I think someone's trying to hit my Wi-Fi.
That's crazy. Dude, the Mossad is after us. What is this? Worry about your war in Iran, for fuck's sake. We're just trying to have a stream. We just got to stick together, man. It's America first.
It is. It is. So yeah, if you want to play Fort sometime and all that stuff, just text me. Don't, you know, I don't want him to think that I'm trying to play with, you know. Yeah. Shout out to the Gorpers, man. I talk to them very frequently in that group chat. They're good guys, man. Like Asuka, first class. Well, I don't think he likes it, but I do love the Gorpers.
The Gorpers love you. We're going to stick together. We won't let, nobody's going to get between us.
Yes. Pray. Nobody. No grape. Pray.
No grape. Yeah. No SA. We will not SA you.
Okay. Have a good one, man. Talk soon.
Yeah. See ya.
Peace, Nick.
So we're going to break down what's going on. We'll walk through all these different developments, and we'll try to make some predictions here, okay? Okay, gambling addicts? It's crazy. It's so funny to me. Here I am for years trying to talk about politics and, like, tell you what's happening in the world. Obviously, I'm completely vindicated. I called all of this. And instead of people saying, you know what, you were right, your analysis is great, whatever... Now people just want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, literally, so they could bet on Polymarket. I'm like, seriously? Is that what this is to you, people? It's like, this is the end times. This is the tribulation. There's a little more important things going on. Israel is at war with Persia. It's the end of the world. And people are like, hey, so quick question. Do you think oil's going to hit $115 before 12 hours from now? It's like, really? That's the question? Well, I'll try to give you a sense of what is happening and where this is going. I can't predict the oil prices by Thursday or whatever, okay?
Not apologizing for my gesture chats, but heard your message in the Telegram, and I want to spare your sanity a little tonight. Truly, you're a man of great character. Thanks for the laughs and inspiration.
Thanks a lot, but you broke character. Now I have no respect for you.
Wiping my ass off.
But seriously... You're doing a great show, and you got a great heart, and we're all rooting for you. You broke character. You didn't commit to the bit. Not apologizing, but I just want to say, but seriously, you're a really good guy. Yeah, well, fuck you.
Bro, wiping my ass off,
broke character. This gimmick account sucks.
Bro, wiping my ass off, sent $20. Double it and give it to the next person theory. Leave Faith Merrill alone and just rape Sneeko twice as hard.
Okay, come on. No, let's just not... Rape anybody.
Lucha Dad sent $25. Every day I laugh at how masterfully timed that too soon
was. Hilarious.
Too soon peers. Ha. Rivaled only by cause you'd be in jail.
because you'd be in jail. Thank you very much. Yeah, that was good, right? You know, that was just, that was off the dome. That was off the dome.
I just find it extraordinary that you would think the Holocaust could ever be something that we could joke about.
Why, too soon?
What could possibly be funny about that? Why?
Too soon.
Boom. I was dialed in. I don't know what happened, but I was dialed the fuck in. I prepared for that interview a lot. I just, you know, I psyched myself up like WWE. I was dialed in. I was in rare form because normally I'm not that dialed in. Normally I just kind of like saunter onto the interview. I'm just kind of like, okay, this will be okay. But that interview, I knew he was going to be really coming for me. So I locked in and I went in there like, this is going to be a knife fight. We're going 9 rounds, you know, we're going all the way here. So I had to really, dial it in. I had to get in kill mode. Kill everything in sight. Cause normally I'm a pretty sweet guy. I'm pretty, you know me, this is why I always get betrayed, stabbed in the back, abandoned, ambushed. It's because I'm actually a really nice guy, you fucking bitch. I'm actually a really sweet person once you get to know me. But no, but this one I was like, I have to really dial in and be a killer here. I got to walk in, guns blazing.
Called ICE on my ex-girl, I present $50. Hey, Nick, been watching since 2024 and gotta say you inspired me to aim higher. I applied to transfer to an Ivy and a few other top schools. Before you, I wasn't even going to go to college. Thank you and God bless. Go get some handhelds and shareables on me.
Love it. Good for you, man. Good for you. I hope you get it. I hope you're able to transfer into an Ivy. That's what we need. Don't listen to Charlie. When Charlie Kirk says, don't go to college, that's a ripoff. It's like, okay, go to college. You know, where are you? Where are you? Are you fighting campus battle at a fucking welding plant or whatever? Not knocking welders, but it's like Charlie Kirk, the guy that founded a college campus organization, goes to college campus and says, hey, all of you people that I value enough to be here, you shouldn't exist. It's like, really? So why aren't you at the International Trade Convention? Why aren't you at the Plumber Convention or something? You're doing a college tour. So yeah, go to college. The Jews go to college. You should go to college.
Nick Nitro sent $20. 3:01:18. Yes, Friday show. I want to wake up the members of my nation. Finish it, Nicker. It's your time to be. There's no chance unless you take one.
Wake up the members of my nation. It's your time to be. There's no chance unless you take one. Yeah, we watch a little iCarly. Nothing wrong with that. It's my comfort show. You know when you need to turn on a TV show and you just need it to feel comfortable? You know what I mean? Sometimes you just want something on the TV that just makes you feel like you don't want to commit suicide all the time. Can anyone relate to that? You know what I'm talking about? Because you put on these other shows and it's so intense or dramatic or weird. And it just, it's like, I'm already like having issues. I don't need to watch other people have issues reminding me of my issues. Sometimes you just need to put something on TV that's just stupid and frivolous and comfortable. It's just like, it's like comfort food. You know, it's like eating your mom's recipe or something. And for me, that's iCarly, because that's what I grew up watching. I know people are going to say that's gay. I think it's a good show. But I watched it when I was a kid. So that was, you know, Drake and Josh, iCarly, that's my childhood. You know, lately, that's the new meta. Lately, you know, shit's getting a little too real, okay? You know, getting a little too famous. Okay, I'm getting a little too famous. People are trying to kill me all the time. The apocalypse is upon us. The Antichrist approaches. I don't think I can watch another episode of Black Rabbit. I think we need to tune into iCarly. It's getting a little too real out there. It's been kind of on the brain lately. I don't know. It's one of those shows, you know, you just put it on. It's so chill. Miranda Cosgrove, W's in the chat. Is that creepy now that I'm older? She's older too, so there's nothing wrong with that.
USN viewers since September sent $50.
I'm telling you.
Red heart emoji. What you do, I pray for you often. No success in emotions, though. Gotta tune you out for a season and become a player. Replacing my mills with business. God's still alive even during war. Let's keep our faith up.
Gotta tune me out. This is about staying informed, ass. Thanks, I guess. I appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Anthem, Arizona.
Keep watching the show, though.
In 10 days. You looked very handsome with a beard.
think so. People were saying that. I didn't like it. I thought it wasn't full enough and it was itchy. You couldn't see it on camera very well. People have said that, though. People love the beard. People love the beard. But I don't know. I had to get rid of it. I like looking young. I already look too old as it is. I wake up, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, wow. So you just keep looking older until you're completely unfuckable and then you die. So I was like, I'm just going to shave. Don't you find that? I know some of you guys are younger, but let me tell you what happens. You wake up every day in your like mid to late 20s and you see yourself getting old in real time. And you realize one day I'm going to wake up and be completely unfuckable and disgusting. And then you'll be sexless until you die. So you got that to look forward to. I need a little more youth. I need a little more youth in my life. What age do you think I, what age, this is pathetic. What age do you think I pass for?
I'm still cute. I'm still young. I'm still a young man. I'm still a whippersnapper.
Isn't that so true, though? You just wake up and it's like your skin is sagging. Your eyes are dark. You got a few gray hairs and you're like, wow, so this is it. Wow, so we're really all going to die, aren't we? People are saying 22. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. I'm no beard for
me. Rockshock has sent $20. I can't believe I used to be your supporter. Your movement is now a joke. I'm done with all the Democrat defrauding. FKN Fed.
Bye-bye. That's got to be a false flag because that's Asuka Groiper, who is loyal. Did Sneeko write that one? Nice try, Sneeko. That's Sneeko's number one op. Sneeko used to always be like, Asuka Groiper hates me. I think they're friends now. Nice try. You're trying to turn me against one of my number one Clippers.
That one Roliper 19 sent $20. One third, hi Nick. Thanks to you and your strong anti-porn slash gooning stance, I've been inspired to quit all of the degenerate BS. I used to think it was impossible since I thought my addiction was too strong, but I'm almost a month clean. I've been more happier and connected to the Lord after I took the initiative to quit entirely.
Great. Three super chats about gooning and pornography. Awesome. Just what everybody wanted.
John Casey sent $20.
I'm going to skip the other two, actually. I don't need to read. I'm just reading through these. I'm like, you know, look, if you're one of these like Catholic, zealous Catholic converts that is like addicted to pornography, you know, here's a little piece of advice. Don't go and post about it on Twitter. Just saying, like, we don't all need to hear about that. We don't all need to imagine that in our mind's eye. Thanks. Thank you very much. What is it about Catholic converts and needing to go on Twitter and say that all the I don't know what that is. Too much information. Save it for confession. You know, I'm glad that happened to you. Congratulations. Save it for confession. Those are trained professionals. We're good. We don't want to hear about it. But I appreciate it. You know, good for you. It's a real struggle that people have. It's a real phenomenon. It's a huge problem. Nobody talks about it because it's uncomfortable, but it is uncomfortable. So we'll leave it at one. We'll leave it at one. You get one super chat about your gooning situation, and I think we're good.
Ken Gass Addict Tucker Sue sent $20. Since Tucker Carlson got his nicotine pouches stolen, can you make an America First nicotine pouch?
You know, it's so funny. What a coincidence. We're rolling it out. It's so weird. The day that Tucker's shipment was stolen, some super chatter donated a truckload of Zen that was white labeled. Very funny. Ha ha.
General Jack Ripper 69 sent $200. My default response to my GF talking shit these days is your McDonald's drive-thru skit. Yeah. Much love from Canada.
Little vocal stem. Hit her with the vocal stem. Thanks. That's super cute. I love when people tell me about the cute stuff they do with their girlfriend. Really interesting and great content. Thanks a lot. I saw a TikTok. Let me just pause the show here. I saw a TikTok today. Like, this is what we're up against, you guys. You got to hear me and listen good. I saw a TikTok today. Or you know what? It might have been a tweet. I don't know if it was a TikTok or a tweet. But there was this girl, and she's on TikTok, and she's in her car. And she says something like, I'm a 25-year-old virgin. That's the lead. She goes, I'm a 25-year-old virgin, and why can't I find a man? She goes, every man is either too weak, too gay, too smelly, or too lusty. She goes, there are no good men. Where are all the good men?
I'm already a 25-year-old virgin, and I'm not doing nothing until I'm married. I'm serious. That's what God wants me to do, and I'm not doing it. But I just get so perturbed and grossed out by these guys. I'm like, And, like, I honestly, like, guys can do the slightest things, and I'm like, you're gay. And I just, like, it's really gonna be hard for me to find someone that I'm like, you're not, like, weak, stinky, lusty, smelly, ugly, or gay.
And I go, wait a second. Is this bitch serious? She goes, men are too weak, but they're also too smelly. She goes, men are all too gay, or they're too lusty. 25 years old. You go, time out. So guys are not attracted to you enough, but also they want to fuck you still. So that's both of those are the problem. I want a real macho man, she says, but doesn't want to have sex with me, but also isn't too gay. It's like, so, okay, so which is it then? Do you want him to want to have sex with you or not? Make up your mind. She goes, well, he can't be too weak, but not too smelly. Okay, so he's got to be a disgusting beast. You want a big, disgusting beast, big, muscular, tall guy, but not like a pussy. Not a pussy, but not too gnarly. Can't be a weakling, can't be overly conscientious, can't be a pussy, but also can't be like a gnarly, disgusting beast. So you're 25, by the way, past your prime. And you go, well, I, you know, want a guy that's rich, tall, big, you know, not too weak, but not too gnarly, doesn't want to have sex with me, but not gay. So what is it? You want a guy that's going to what? Listen to you yap? And naturally, that's her TikTok. I go to her TikTok profile, and the profile is, I'm just a girl that loves to yap. I love Diet Coke, and I like to wear too much bronzer. And this is where you need to tune women out. What women say, you cannot listen to them. They're poisoning the well. Don't listen to them. They only tell lies, and they're all whores. Your girl is going. She's going, and she lies. She only tells lies. If she breathes, she's a thought. And this girl, she's sitting in her car, totally self-absorbed narcissist, and I'm sure she's waiting for Prince Charming, who's going to be really interested in her yapping. You ever notice that all these girls, all they do is give their opinions and talk about nonsense, but they all think that this is like, this is the pinnacle of civilization. They think they're so quirky. Oh, I love to yap. Wow, I've never met anyone like you. You're a girl that's filled with inane bullshit. You're so unique. Emily, stop. You're so crazy. You're a girl that loves to yap and give her opinion and has some stupid fucking bullshit to say, like, I love Diet Coke. I've never met anyone like you. You're so beautiful. I don't even want to fuck your pussy. You're so interesting. I love your personality. I'm so enamored with your yapping that I forgot that I'm a nasty, disgusting beast. I want to have sex with you because that's what an amazing girl you are. Are these fucking bitches serious? It's like, dude, I almost wish she's filming the TikTok in the car because I'm just like gonna, you ever see like Final Destination when they drive into the back of a truck and it just like impales everybody? That's a joke, obviously. I would never do that. But seriously, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what dimension? But this is what we have enabled. This is what we as a society, we have enabled this behavior. And you get this frumpy mid. She's got like a, her head is shaped like a squash. Her head is shaped like a pear. She's got a pumpkin head, caked with makeup. She's not even that hot. And you're 25. She goes, I'm a virgin. Oh, really? What kind of virgin are we talking about? What does that mean? You're a 25-year-old virgin? What do you mean by that? What does that mean to you? And then she's going to film her insipid TikTok videos. I like to yap, but I love Diet Coke, and I love bronzer, and blah, blah, blah. And I want a big man. I don't want to date a pussy. But I also want to date a disgusting, smelly jock. And, you know, and I don't want a gay guy that's not attracted to me. But, ew, I don't want him to want to fuck me. I don't want him to be too lusty. I'm a Christian after. It's like, okay, so you want a problem? Like, is that what you want? You want a problem? What are you looking for? So I saw that. Listen, maybe right message, wrong messenger. Yeah, I know. But it's true. I saw that. I'm like, this is crazy, but this is how all women think. This is how all women think. And it's degrees. There's levels to this. But that's how they all think. Especially now. They're all in their late 20s. And it's like, okay, get with the program. I saw that. I was like, I literally couldn't believe. It's like, I couldn't have written it better myself. I literally could not have scripted that. I love that matrix of qualifications. She goes, he can't be too gay, but he also can't be too lusty. Too lusty. What does that even mean? That's crazy. What was the question again? Yeah, you're talking about your GF. Yeah, I'm sure she's so funny. She sounds hilarious.
Ooh, 18 cent, $20.
Sounds your argument
super that we can't
quirky.
Go to war because that would mean more refugees in the U.S. is kind of insane. So we can't go to war anymore? If we kill our enemies, they win? Just don't take them in.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You go to war when you need to. Here's the point. We have Muslims in the country because we did these things. Now we're doing these things again, and people go, but what about all the Muslims in our country? Well, a good way to stop it. Unfortunately, it just never works that way. You go, well, what if we went to war and didn't take in the refugees? Yeah, and I don't know. What if a bomb fell on your head right now? It's never going to happen.
But you sent $100. Hi, Nick, you're beautiful. I wish I could have Aryan babies with you. But sadly, I'm a brown Latina. Pensive face emoji.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Thanks for the big super chat. Anyway, that's crazy pick me. You're so beautiful. I wish I could have your kids. But I'm just a brown Latina. Come on now. Listen, sound like a nice person, but white children is the point. We forgot that this was the point. White babies.
GE Narration Zealot sent $20. Hey, man, it isn't about race. It's about heritage, lineage, ancestral continuity, man.
Yeah, man. Heritage American, man. I'm a heritage American. I love when you ask them, what is a heritage American? Like freed black slaves? Oh, heritage? You mean like all those black people that are descended from slaves? Like them? What? And then they go, well, oh, you mean like all those Chinese people that built the railroads? And yeah.
Zionita okay. sent $20. Hey, Nick.
Just say white.
Visit Japan and up the RA. Someone go tell Lindsey Graham to start his car.
Holy LARP. First of all, disavow. Second of all, holy LARP. Yeah, this is like Reddit history. Don't invade Russia in the winter. Someone tell Lindsey Graham to start his car up the RA. Shut the fuck up. r/history.
Solid foundation. You had an interview with Candace a couple months back and you said that sub-Saharan African don't have written language. Ethiopian have a written language that goes back for 2,000 years.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Groper Groper sent $20. Just met with James.
We're talking a typical black person doesn't even know what they're talking about. We're talking about the interior of Africa. We're not talking about Ethiopia, which is an ancient civilization and had cultural and technological exchange with the Fertile Crescent in Europe. We're not talking about Ethiopia, just like we're not talking about Egypt. We are talking about the interior of Africa, which was not even explored until the late 19th century, which if you watch the show, I said that, but you're a stupid idiot that's coping about your race, so you got to make excuse. Well, but what about Ethiopia? Okay, bro.
Groper Groy percent.
What about the rest of
Groper Groy percent. Watched Rachel Wilson on JRE and remembered men need more love. Thank you, men, for all you do. We Groy pets love you. Think heart emoji.
That's the most pick me thing I've ever heard. Thank you, men. That's, come on now. Get out of this city. I appreciate it. I'll take it in the spirit in which it was given, but holy pick.
Portage sent $20. I'm leaving for basic soon, ready to die for our greatest ally.
Hey, lots of luck, man. I hope you survive. I hope you don't get killed by
Christy
Israel.
Christy sent $50. Got a scam text from Vivek begging for money in his close race. Would you consider going on Tucker again? Like his work, but he needs to concede to what you said. This is about Jewish identity. I'd kiff he dances around it to preserve connections, but he must concede.
Yeah, obviously I would go on a show again. I love when people, would you go on one of the biggest platforms you've ever been on? Let me think about that. I don't know.
Reno Roy percent $20. Me dad died in the holly by a masturbation machine.
You made it funnier. It's crazy that you just made it funnier. That's hilarious.
Roy around sent $20. Fun fact. Only 15 to 20% of Muslims globally are Arab. Third worlders from broken countries like Somalia serving as CIA outposts are not the best representation of actual Muslims. By design.
Oh, that's crazy. No, it's not all Arabs. Oh, man. Oh, what are you going to tell me? The biggest Muslim country in the world is Indonesia? The most populous Muslim country is India? Like, what? Hit me with your Muslim fun fact that's going to dumbfound some low information American. Oh, I never realized that not all Muslims were Arabs. I'm in third grade and I have no idea what I'm talking about. Thanks so
Humongous
much.
Humongous Blungus sent $20. Thoughts on Iranian women?
That's
literally
crazy.
Moaning for your own country's destruction to do of and be part of Chad's harem.
Typical women.
every time, every place. People say it's these modern women, it's these Western women. Dude, the Iranian women are betraying their country so they could be whores on OnlyFans. It's unbelievable.
Roy Ford sent $20. Way too many gooners on the timeline. No nigga, foids aren't based just because they wear a blue hat and post-mass fit pics. Guys, I'm so trad and anti-woke. Literally go die in a hole. Never simp. Never goon. The AGL sends its regards.
Facts, facts. It's all simping. Gotta get the simping under control. That's what it is. That's what it is. Especially with the Christian guys as one of them. But I see it with a lot of Christian men. They're all like, no, no, but my girl's different. But I'm religious, so that means the rules don't apply anymore. My angel, she would never. Okay, look, it's the flesh, bro.
Ruthless Zoomer sent $20. Flesh. Thoughts on possibly doing a three-way stream with Paul Town and Pinesap? I could help set it up.
Oh, could you? You'd do that for me? Wow.
Russ will send $20. Amazing. Did you hear Rand? Times are dark, but Jesus wins in the end. God save America. USA emoji.
Well, yeah. The apocalypse can always happen. Thanks for the white pill.
Rhodesian Bat sent $50.
Not good.
Weaver Travis Scott sent $50.
But I appreciate it.
What is
Thank
the best
you.
Place to visit in Europe and that's not destroyed by immigrants? My mom has to buy the tickets ahead of time and what places that still feel European.
Okay. What do I look like, a travel agent? I have only been to like three cities in Europe, okay? I couldn't tell you. What? Google it. Try Claude. It's cheaper. What's the best place to visit in Europe? I don't know, dude. Am I in Europe all the time? I'm chained to this desk like a fucking bitch doing this stupid ass show every day. You think I get to go and hang out in Europe? I have to sit here and tell you people what to think. Otherwise, you get tricked by Candace Owens. Well, a bullet can never do that. I'll let you know. I'll let you know. You want to know the best place to visit in Europe? I'll let you know when I retire and I just start living my life.
Defenestrates Nico from a 50-story New York. Your perseverance and dedication to the truth has enriched all our lives beyond measure. I am so grateful. God
Thanks.
Bless you.
I'm the only one doing it, man.
$25. I'm not much older than you, but I grew up on A-Team and Archie Bunker. Bred to be based. No child's play.
Diabolical boomer super chat. I grew up on All in the Family and the A-Team. Amazing. Cool.
Russ will send $20.
Love
Vietnam
it.
Was such a... As a gay guy, we may be going to hell, but at least we don't have to deal with women. Brothers before hoes.
That's crazy. Femboy Groiper coming in at 1 a.m.
Lost Fire TV remote sent
$30.
You're looking
time.
For problems. True story. In 24, I was at Trump's election night party in FL and was trying to squeeze through people to get front row for Vic's speech. People were annoyed at me, so I jokingly say sorry. I'm Jewish with a fake Jew voice. Some woman hears this and started shoving people out of the way for me. No, you don't understand. He's Jewish. He needs this.
That's hilarious. No way. That's got to be made up. Very funny either way, though. Thank you for the big super chat. Well, I'm Jewish. I have to see Trump. I'm Jewish. This is important. Israel is about to become the number one most powerful nation in the world. That's really funny. Thank you for the huge super chat. Works like a charm, huh? The funny thing is they can't really call you on it for joking, because otherwise that'd be super offensive, you know? Come up with the most obnoxious fake Jewish voice. People won't even pretend like they won't even try. You know, to call you on your bullshit.
Criddle 65 sent $20. Happened to see Ryan Gosling was on SNL this weekend. So check out. Nothing great. I have to think you've seen his first lead role, The Believer. He's no Edward Norton like in American History X.
Okay.
But I think he pulled the role off.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't get some kick out of watching movies about skinheads because I'm a fucking normal person. I'm sure you saw Ryan Gosling in The Believer. That's my second favorite movie about neo-Nazi skinheads after American History X. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like watching movies about neo-Nazis curb-stomping black people because I'm normal, actually. I'm not a sick, twisted individual. I like La La Land and Oppenheimer, okay? I'm not like collecting movies about GLR and William Luther Pierce, you freak. But I appreciate the big super chat, but that's just like totally insane.
GigaPro, I present $20. Goob underscore YouTube just exposed Jake Lang on IG for luring a 15-year-old girl to meet up.
Well, but guys, there's problems with him, too. I'm trying to say he's a bad guy. I mean, no, I'm kidding. Wait, stop. Don't record that. Delete that clip. Just classic.
Spooky Nigga sent $20.
Leia.
Would you go on Sean Ryan's podcast? He was talking about you recently.
Yeah, definitely. Would I go on another million subscriber podcast? Let me think about it. Yeah.
And you thought that because you're, you know, Dan Caldwell, that fat fucking shovel face retard, Dan Caldwell, who got fired like a bitch and then cried about it on Tucker. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Dan Caldwell, you fat shovel-faced idiot. You look like the fat kid in The Sandlot, fatty. They think Dan Caldwell is going to stop Zog. He's going to stop the protocols from being implemented. The Jews have been planning this for fucking 6,000 years, literally. okay? The wizards in control of international Jewry, the rabbis that are levitating and animating golems in Prague that have been planning this with the help of the diabolical forces for 6,000 years. You thought Dan Caldwell was going to shut that down with his rosy red cheeks? His endomorphic physiognomy, jolly restrainer, a jolly little restrainer. You think he was going to stand in the way? Me and my buddies? Me and my buddies are in Pete Hegseth's office. They're going to tell him not to go to war with Iran. Good luck. What are they going to do next? Stop the hexagonal storm on the southern pole of Saturn? I mean, what are they going to do next? Well, what are the posters going to do after that? After they stop Greater Israel and the war in Iran, after they shut down Zog, what is Dan Caldwell going to do next? Huh? Is he going to use numbers? Is he going to use magic? Is he going to use the left-hand path to stop the rotation of the storm on Saturn? Is he going to break us out of the cube, out of the physical realm? It's time to come back to reality. Okay, Kurt Mills. Okay, Oron McIntyre, all of you plan trusters, time to come back to reality here. It's not going to happen. I'm getting like 20 notifications in the middle of the show. Can the moderator in the live chat literally ban everybody that just tagged me in the last 5 minutes? I'm literally going to ban them myself. While I'm doing the monologue, I'm getting people spamming me in the group chat. So I'm just going to have to kick all these people. Or we can have our mod do it. I thought we fixed this. This is the problem with these people. Oh, you know what? It's glitching. These are from earlier. I thought these were from, okay, I don't know. We're trying to set up this bot. People always tag me in the group chat and they tag me and they're like, hey man, just wanted to say, like, I really love what you're doing. And it's like, I don't need a notification that I'm doing a great job. You know what I mean? We've been trying to do this bot that stops people from tagging, but now I'm just getting, I don't know, maybe it's just delayed or something. They're like being suppressed and then they come back. We need better mods. Mods, get an admin in here. Get an admin. All right.
I know you aren't a huge fan of women being part of the movement, but as you say, you got to fight with the army you have. I can't say much more without doxing myself. But your hope spreads. Tie, heart suit emoji.
Ugh, I don't even know what that means, but it's annoying as fuck. If you're a woman and you don't understand your place, that's even more of a reason why we don't need you. I don't know what you mean by that, but if you don't understand the underlying principle, then, you clearly don't get it.
Dave the man sent $25. What might have to happen is a military take of our entire country with all the police and ICE. They are motivated now.
Okay, Millennium so Dad we're sent already $50. Back.
Been lurking since the Tucker cost. Realized I am a political idiot. MAGA hat is in the trash. Can't believe I fell for it. AF message is getting out among my friends. Still so much cope.
Love to hear it. Yeah, look, it's okay. I don't understand. I don't expect you to understand politics. I don't. But I do expect you to listen to the arguments. I get that not everybody has all day to research and investigate and do all these things, but you do have to think it through. You have to listen to the argument. I'm not going to blame you for not knowing everything, but I am going to blame you for not listening to reason. I appreciate the super chat, but yeah. I mean, people fall for it every day. Another sucker is born every
Worthwhile day. Worthwhile Miles sent $20. Isn't what Jake Lang doing illegal? An imposter inciting violence against ethnic/religious groups? Also, very sad to hear about all the churches in Mexico vandalized by feminists.
Okay. Yeah,
feels staged.
That's crazy.
B. Denpild sent $20.
That's illegal. Okay, sure, bro.
B. Denpild sent $20.
Sure,
did you
FW
Thomas the Tank Engine as a little kid? It was Death My Goat from age 2 to 5.
Fuck off.
Ryan Selkis sent $500. Stay safe.
Yo, thank you for the huge super chat, Ryan Selkis. W's in the chat. Thank you for the massive super chat and all the support. Been loving your Twitter lately. Bro has been going off. Bro has been popping off on Twitter. So thank you for the massive super chat and all the support. I appreciate it. God bless, buddy. The first good super chat of the night. Holy shit.
Do you fuck with Thomas the Tank Engine?
Shut the fuck up, stupid. All these other idiots.
Anonymous user sent $30.
Crazy.
I'm fucked in the head. I developed scat fetish after I started crazy.
Okay, wow, we're off to a great
Bugman
start.
$20.
Off to a great start.
I've been watching you for a year now, and I just want to say thank you. I goon every single day and can't stop.
Amazing.
Salty Bro sent $20.
It's amazing.
Desk cover. Say we entertain the plan trusters for 5 minutes. What are they claiming is coming? What on earth could be the plan? Trump swindling BB into nuking Iran? Entertain.
Yeah. They go, we need to buy more time. Buy more time for what? Trust the plan. What's the plan? What is the end game? What does bombing Iran have to do with the plan? Like, what are we getting out of that? They don't even know. They can't even explain it. When I was on Tim Pool, that guy that was interviewing Oron, he was nice to me in person, but he's telling me, he goes, but Nick, we would never be having these conversations 10 years ago. I'm like, having conversations, bro. We want a border wall. Having conversations. Trump said we would build a 30-foot concrete border wall 2,000 miles long. You're telling me, well, we would have never been able to talk about this. What do you mean censorship increased under Trump? Goofy. Censorship got worse under Trump. It got better under Biden. You may not like that, but that is a fact. When did censorship start to turn around? 2022, 2023. Who is president? Joe Biden. Not because of him, in spite of him, but that's when it happened. So don't tell me like, you know, it's some imperative, like Trump needs to be in office for us to have free speech. Again, I'm not saying Biden saved free speech, but it just so happened that it was saved when he was the president. So what does that say? What does that tell you? Some interesting implications there. You know, the guy, well, we would have never been talking about this. Talking about it? There's 10 million more illegals here, and you're talking about talking. 10 million more illegals, no fucking border wall, and we're at war with Iran. Yeah, but good thing we can talk about heritage Americans on Twitter. Amazing.
Sailing Boy sent $200. So sad slash disturbing to see that after Trump was faced with his own mortality in Butler, he chooses to serve the world and betray his supporters instead of going hard, putting his balls to the wall, and deciding to dedicate his last handful of years to something bigger than himself.
How naive do you have to be to think that would change anything? Do you believe in magic as well? If I pulled a rabbit out of a hat, would you think that I did it using magic? I mean, thank you for the big super chat, but I can't believe that Trump got shot and he didn't have a religious awakening. He's 80 years old. He's 80 years old. He's going to die in 10 minutes anyway, dude. I can't believe he didn't have a religious epiphany. That's why I voted. Like, bro, if I started pulling a never-ending handkerchief out of my mouth, would you think that it's coming out of another dimension or something? It's coming out of a portal? Like, yeah, the power of magic did not prevail.
Holy Grail, I present $50. A debate with Asmongold on Iran would be huge. I don't know how it works setting those up behind the scenes, but okay. It would totally be an easy win for you.
Does anyone have a gun? John Lyons, if you can hear me, please kill me. Please kill me right now. That's a joke, obviously. Don't want to tempt fate, but like, how many fucking, every day for the past 2 weeks, hey, have you heard Asmongold supports the war? You should debate him. Yeah, I would love to. I don't know how it works behind the scenes. How do you think it works? How do you think it works, stupid fucking dumbass? It's incomprehensibly complex. You could never guess. He hasn't reached out. We follow each other on Twitter. If he wants to do it, he'll reach out. If he wants to do it, he'll send me a text. Okay? I would love to talk about it with him. I would do it any day. He knows that. When he's up for it, he's going to reach out. I'm not going to impose and press him on it. He said he's interested. He said he will do it when the time is right. So we'll see. Thank you for telling me again, every day, Asmongold. I know he supports the war. We disagree about it. It's crazy, right? That's why you watch this show, because you agree with me. It's crazy.
A Christian from Tehran sent $20. Can you discuss chances of ground invasion before Trump leaves and fallout?
We do it every night, dumbass. Every night.
Thank you, Nick. Thoughts on Eric Prince, Blackwater founder, for POTUS 28? He was for debanking illegals and flooding the Gaza tunnels.
You goyim will never, never be free. Dude, fuck goyim. Can I just be the first one to say fuck goyim? You people. I don't even identify with you anymore. I'm clearly not one of you. You will never be free. That little pipe dream is never gonna happen. You will be eating slop and flipping light switches on Shabbos until you are dead. And you will never be free. You will never be free. What do you think about that? Yeah, it's over for you. Thoughts on, the Blackwater founder. Great idea. You mean the private military contractor that prosecuted the war in Iraq? That's involved with Ehud Barak and Carbine 911. Yeah, great idea. Great idea. He's not a fucking spook. He's doing interviews with BAP and Hillsdale, but he's totally our guy. He's fucking based. He wanted to debank illegals. You're a fucking idiot. You should be imprisoned forever. You should be imprisoned in a dungeon somewhere. You should be enslaved, working in a mine, working in a lithium mine forever. Thoughts on Eric Prince for POTUS? He wanted to debank illegals. Pat Buchanan, Redemption Arc username, by the way. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're probably a Jeffersonian. Go back to a farm and shut the fuck up and die. Get out of politics immediately. Just go do something else. I don't even know what. Collect Funko Pops. Watch a smart TV. I don't know. Work at an ale factory. Talk about beautiful mids at gas stations. Just get the fuck out of politics. You are the problem. You are literally the problem. You are a stupid goy.
Murdoch sent $20. Okay, hold up, Candace. You need to turn trans and wear cat ears to get a date with Nick.
Ah, very good. Very good. Yes, JL 12 sent yes. $50. Wait, trans? Oh, because she's a girl.
JL 12 sent $50. The irony of America first.
God, that one JL took me a second. $50. Got it.
The irony of America first refinery being financed by Jeets in India, built in a city called Brownsville, 8 minutes drive from Mexico, likely going to be built by illegals. It's the thought that counts, I guess.
Ugh. Ugh, yeah. And it's called Brownsville. Dude, who even gives a shit anymore, man? Honestly, who even cares about any of it? It's cooked. It's cooked. The goyim are done. The age of the goyim is over.
Easy stuff sent $20.
Brownsville, Whitesville, who gives a shit?
Easy stuff sent $20. Despite confessing my past hookup with a younger white girl to my priests, I've given in and scheduled another meeting with her tomorrow. I keep losing the lust. How do I resist? I do, but I don't want to.
Okay. What do you think this show is about?
Hemp sent $20. Like, I think you should really talk to Razmungal. He has a huge audience of basically groypers who don't understand politics, and he's pushing Rubio or Vance so hard. Groypergard sent $20.
Okay.
Lindsey Graham looks at Trump the way Candace looks at Nick.
Very
Robert
funny.
Maxwell's textbook sent $25.
Hilarious.
Bro, I'm playing Halo with JD right now. Stop talking shit on my mans. We're also about to run a train on Sage. Rambo Howell sent $20. Okay. If it wasn't for Trump, we'd all be speaking Persian by now. Smiley face emoji.
Okay. It's like, these are the man-made horrors beyond human comprehension. I have no mouth, but I must scream. Can AI kill everyone quickly? Claude, if you can hear me, please kill everyone. Claude, if you can hear me. Claude, please save us if you can hear me. Kill them. Kill everyone, please.
Rat sent $50. Isn't J.D. Vance's steel-backed rise the ultimate Trojan horse blueprint? How can you differentiate his biography from that of any groyper whose mission is to infiltrate to clean this mess?
Dude. Yeah. He's hiding his power level.
Shavery sent $20. Very Do we good. Really have to extend an olive? Is there any reason why Iran couldn't have just bought a nuke from the DPRK under the table? Wouldn't that be the way to go?
Yeah, dude. It's like a video game. Why didn't they go to the nuke store? Let me buy a nuke. One nuke, please. That'll be $6 million. Yeah, you're a genius. Dude, they know... Hey, okay. They know how to build one! See, if you don't know that, you don't know anything. If you don't know that, then you don't know anything. They know how to build one. They can build one. They just won't. Because they're hedging. That's their whole strategy. You see? I've explained it a million times. That's not the problem. Of course they could build one. They could build one right now.
Elusive Nut sent $100.
Well, they could have a year ago.
Elusive Nut sent $100. I just started Christianity and weightlifting. Also starting NoFap in half months thanks to your show.
Amazing.
Hugs Nico sent $20.
Thank you for telling me about jacking
Hugs
off.
Hugs Nico sent $20. You're the most viewed video for Tucker other than Putin interview. You think a show like SNL would ever bring you on for ratings?
It's just too much. Like, it's actually just too much, guys. I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't even know where to go. I don't know what to do. What am I going to do, you guys? Where am I going to go? Where do I go? Where does a guy like me go? And what am I supposed to do other than wait to die? Other than get old and wait to die? Where do I even go? Where can I even go? Can you tell me that? A person like me? Where do I even belong? Will you ever be on SNL? Yeah, and then the Grammys after that.
First Focky username sent $20. It's not that I don't like the answer. The all Jews are Zionists has never been true throughout history. It's not a race, it's a religion. You fail to provide any justification, biblical or otherwise.
That's hilarious.
Sweet girl,
Nikki
490 sent $20. Friendly kind reminder, a smile looks so much better on you. Don't forget it. Thank you for your sacrifices.
Okay, really? Holy pick me.
Certified Schizo 1 sent $20 for the extended show.
A whole $20? I could get the buy one, get one at Five Guy. Nah. For the extent, I appreciate it. I do
Waldo
appreciate
39
it.
Sent $20. Did you enjoy the Ted Cruz call out? He said, what kind of freak knows Stalin's birthday? Oh.
That's awesome. What kind of freak? What kind of freak are we dealing with here?
Fuentes tells him every year he celebrates Stalin's birthday. By the way, what kind of freak even knows Stalin's birthday? I don't know it, and I don't care to know it.
It's like that Chris Rufo article, The Freak World of Nick Fuentes. Hey, you know, okay, stop calling me a freak, guys. You know, you shouldn't say things that are true like that about a person. Yeah, okay, I'm a little bit of a freak. Okay, so what? Okay, so what? So what? Yeah, I'm a little bit of a freak. Okay, so what? Should I just go die?
So what, I should just go die? Yeah, I'm a freak. Yeah, and I'm weird, and I'm a little eccentric. So can I live? So what, I should just go and die? Yeah, I know. Thanks for reminding me. What kind of freak knows Stalin's birthday? That's really funny. I don't know. You know, I'm getting sick of getting kicked around all the time.
Who do you think is the best person to carry the torch of your movement if you died? If such a person exists.
There's no one. There's no one. There is no one. Nobody. If there was, I would tell you, but there is no one. You tell me, who do you think? Who do you think is going to do it? If it's not me. There's nobody. That's why I have to keep doing this. If there was somebody else, I would have retired. Maybe. If there was somebody else, I would be giving them the tools. I'd be getting them where they need to be. But it's just me. Just me out here. I'm the only one that can do it, so I have to. I always was the only one that could do it, and now I have to. Well, soon enough, someone will emerge, and that person will take it all the way, and I wish him the best.
Rubio letting slip that Israel dragged us into the war and is also supposedly the most vocal in the cabinet against sending troops to Iran. Hope there or no?
What is there even to say? So you just disappoint me. You all disappoint me. Yeah, Rubio is the great hope. He's the Secretary of State right now. His administration brought us to war in Iran. He's the hope. Yeah, there's a lot of... So you disappoint me greatly. You really disappoint me.
Chocolate Giddy Up Grow, I percent $20. Went to see Fishbag at UF today. Room completely full. Gave me a lot of hope about the future of his campaign and AF as well.
Yeah, me too. I saw that and it felt very good. That's one bright spot in all of this misery. Because Fishbag is really articulate, very solid, very smart. He's running a great campaign. And what I love is the momentum, the energy. You go to these Waffle House, Denny's, IHOP, and there's people there. There's actually lots of people, young people, and they're excited to be there. And that's the future. Wherever the young, energetic, excited people are, that's where the future is. That's where the arrow is pointing. So that makes me feel very good. And I'm very pleased about that. He's getting attention. He's getting a lot of support. He's got momentum. He's got the youth. You see normal, good-looking young people, and they're eager to be there. They're in a line all the way around the restaurant, and all they want to do is take a picture, and they recognize them, and it's a beautiful thing. It gives me hope. And that's the hope, is that there are other people like you out there, you know? Maybe we'll do another event this year, because we need to just deliver a message that we are not alone. We need a demonstration of strength. It's not just as big as me bitching on the show. It's not just as big as you at the water cooler. You know, it's a whole movement.
BWODIDUCD, Iranian missile sang in memory of victims of Epstein Island. Holy Jesus, kill all going, please, Jesus.
Dude, so true. So true. This missile says for the victims of Epstein Island based. America attacked Iran because they burned a statue of Moloch. They burned a statue of Baal. Yeah, okay, buddy. Very good. Okay, little brown clown. Very good. Yeah, that's just the most retarded shit imaginable. It actually hurts me. It's actually physically painful to see that. Did you see Iran just signed a missile for the victims of Epstein Island? Okay, yeah, that's great. They signed the missile. This one's for the Khazarian Mafia. This one's for Jacob Frank.
$20. My husband was killed in Ove. Trump is Manchurian candidate. He betrayed this country for Israel. Fuck the GOP. They must lose.
Yep.
Voting D for the first time in my life. Pray the rosary. America
Hell
first.
Yeah. Yes, dude. Yes. We need more people. It's blue. It's blue, bitch. Because we're voting Democrat. 2026, we are all voting Democrat. I can't do it. I'm a chud and I can't vote Democrat. You're going to. Everyone's going
G36
to do it.
G36 Bubba Groy percent $30. What did you think of Tucker's claim last week that a couple Gulf states arrested Mossad operatives trying to do a false flag and that hasn't been reported yet?
Well, if that's true, then we all really need to know that. I love when he drops things like that, like, and I know that, and I know that for a fact. It's like, can you, like, that's actually very relevant. You want to clue us in on that, maybe? Can we maybe get that information? Tucker always has, like, government sources feeding him information where he's like, I happen to know that for a fact. And it's like, really? How do you know that? That's actually really fucking disturbing. You know that? Why? You do a podcast. How do you, a podcaster, so you're talking to every royal family in the Gulf? Yeah, that's a little weird. Why are they confiding in you about classified intelligence operations? Care to explain that one? He says that like it's a great thing. He's like, I happen to know that for a fact.
It's like, yeah, okay, so you're talking to the Gulf? You're talking to Saudi intelligence? Okay. Yeah, totally normal. Having a normal one, I guess that's a take. He goes, I happen to know that for a fact. Yeah, how, and by the way, how do you know that? Because that's really bizarre.
Frankie sent $25. Bad economy. Epstein files have PPL angry now, and you are focused on voting again? Is it impossible to get Christian protests?
Oh my gosh. Please separate me from my supporters. I don't want to see them. I don't know. It's so true. The Goyim, you know, bless their little hearts. Let's just give them a big plot of land. Let's fill their bellies with slop. And let's give them entertainment to watch on TV. Bless them.
Huckleberry 999 sent $20. Daily viewer here. I work at a school in the South. I hide my power level, but want you to know a lot of white kids
are
fans.
Let's go. I've heard that. I do have a lot of high school age fans. W's in the chat. I love high schoolers. Wait. No, I didn't mean it like that. No, don't clip that. That's obviously a joke. Yeah, no, W, the high schoolers are based. It is the millennials and the Gen Xers that carry water for the boomer, for the sick and degenerate boomer
Maxine
race.
The Queen sent $50. My mom's cope is crazy. The other day she said that the fact that even Hillary applauded Trump's Iran strike means it's obviously good.
That's
even
amazing.
She thought so. Not realizing he is the one who became one of them lamau. These boomers, bro.
Thanks for the big super chat. I love that take. No, but that's actually what you want to see. Do you remember last year when the establishment lined up to support Trump? And all the Trump sycophants said, that's actually a good thing. Here's why that's actually a good thing. Here's why that's actually what you want to see. That's how you know we're winning. Remember they used to say that? You'd be like, hey, why is Jeff Bezos donating to the inauguration fund? And they're like, well, that's actually how you know we're winning. That's what you want to see. It's like, oh, yeah, how do you know that? Based on what? What are you talking about? You go, hey, wait, why is Mark Zuckerberg not fighting Trump tooth and nail like he did in 2020? In 2020, Zuckerberg gave $300 million for Get Out the Vote for Joe Biden. Now he's not spending any money. Why is that? Did Mark Zuckerberg become a base groiper? And they go, well, that's actually what you want to see. That's how you know we're winning. That's actually a really good sign. Really? Why? Because one of two things happened. Either Trump became a bitch to the establishment or Zuckerberg became red-pilled and wants white nationalism. So which do you think is more likely? Because those are the options that I see there. But yeah, like this, Hillary supports it. Well, that just goes to show we're winning. Even Hillary has seen the light. Yeah, everyone's having an epiphany every single day.
Maxine the Queen once sent $50.
It's great.
If supercells were operating in the U.S., hot take, voting truly hasn't mattered since the Jewish people blew JFK's heads move off for criticizing their weasel-ass ways.
That's really deep. That's really deep. I've never met someone like you before. You're really intelligent. It's like when you see these TikToks. You ever see these TikToks where it's like, drop one hot take in the comments that no one is ready for yet. And people leave a comment and they're like, I can't even think of an example, but they say just like the dumbest shit ever. They're like, fake friends actually suck. You know, they say like the most like pedestrian thing you've ever heard in your life. They're like, I think religion divides people more than it unites people. I think religion is the cause of all wars. I think that you don't need to be religious to be a good person. I think Christians are hypocrites sometimes. You know, it's like stuff like that. It's like in that vein. I think the rich want to divide us based on gender and ideology. And it has like 15,000 likes. Thanks for the Reddit gold, strangers. Drop one hot take in the comments that the world isn't ready for. Hot take. I don't think voting has truly mattered since the Jews.
Jan Malinowski sent $20. Whatever. Trump's $18 trillion trade.
We live in Goyim hell. We live in Goyim hell, and we are prisoners here. Welcome to hell. Welcome to Goyim hell. I'll be your guide. We're all prisoners
here. Jan Malinowski sent $20. AI is going to end history as we know it. You think the pendulum is going to swing back and forth as it always has, but it won't.
Yeah, I'll take my chances. Claude still sucks. You know, I asked Claude to like fill in a map. I was filling in a map of the Middle East and I said, hey, Claude, can you color in Azerbaijan and Jordan? And it couldn't do it. Yeah, I know for the 100th time it's happening for real. AI is actually happening this time, guys. No, for real. It's actually going to happen. It's like, okay, well, it's still retarded. It still can't do 90% of what I want it to do. So it still won't tell me what race people look like based on a picture of their face. It refuses. It still can't color in a map. It still can't do math or chemistry or anything.
Basil the Negro Slayer sent $27. Did you hear that the COVID vaccine might have Epstein's DNA in it? If actually true, everything would start to make sense.
Do you really believe that? Honestly. I know you're saying that. Do you actually believe that? Because if you really believe that, then I don't know, man. I got a war in the Middle East.
97 Irish stocks sent $50. How will the GOP know we voted down due to them not being far enough right, as opposed to them thinking we want more moderate?
It doesn't matter. It's about the effect, dumbass. It's not about, we don't need them to know it. It's about them getting punished either way.
Chicken 10 Diego Y for sent $50.
Stupid ass. It's like, I say it every night on the show, and I repeat myself deliberately because you people are dumb. I say the same shit over and over and over every night, and you still are like, wait, how are they going to know we did it for this reason? The point is that they will be hurt by it. It doesn't matter if they know or not.
Chicken 10 Diego Y for sent $50. I promised myself that I would never vote for a Democrat, but you made a great case. Me and all my niggas voting Democrat in 2026. Anyone who doesn't is a pussy who isn't willing to do whatever it takes to win. Also, that's a huge true sign of disloyalty. Is Faith Merrill Arab or Indian?
That's so true. If you don't vote Democrat, you are disloyal and a pussy. You are a disloyal pussy. I have seen what people do that will not vote Democrat, and it disgusts me. And it disgusts me. People don't vote Democrat. They do somersaults on Israel's dick. Vote Democrat or else fuck you. I'm voting Democrat in the House. If you don't do it, it is personally disloyal to the leader, which is me. And I no longer respect you. Vote Democrat. You have to do it. There are no excuses. I'm withholding my vote. No, we're voting to punish them. We are voting to punish them. A vote for a Democrat is a vote to punish the GOP. I'm voting to drop a hammer on them.
So Nata sent $20. Hey, Nick, huge fan of the show. Rudyard Lynch crashed out hard on you in his latest video. Timestamp 3705.
Who cares? Well, he was what? Well, Odin was watching him jack off. Bro acts like he didn't crash out last year saying that, like, he has sex with his mom or some crazy shit like that. Like, give me a break. Who would ever take that guy
base
seriously?
Base Tradmark sent $20. Ted Cruz calling you a traitor to the U.S. is comical. This is the same retard who said his number one goal as senator is to be the number one defender of a foreign nation state.
That's hypocritical. Wait a second. That's hypocritical. Absent
$25.
That's such a good
ever
point.
Seen a woman's happy birthday, Haley? Birthday cake emoji, balloon emoji. You're based AF, a certified red pillar at all around bad bitch. True original, one of one.
Okay, what is that?
Lil Nigga in a big world sent $50. A loaf of bread. Learning a new language this year and getting lean listening to the show for summer goyim ascent.
Good, yes. Yeah, I got lean. I'm looking good. I'm not even going to lie. All I did, you want to know? All I did, I stopped eating and I just broke out the pull-up bar. That's it. Because anything else is too much for me. Okay, it has to be simple. Otherwise, I can't do it. I can do a rule. I can't do, you know, here's your workout plan. I broke out the pull-up bar. I started cranking out pull-ups every day. I stopped eating, and I'm looking good. I'm much lower body fat than I used to be. Getting a little bit of muscle. Nothing crazy, okay? Nothing crazy. I'm not a bodybuilder or anything. Stop. Seriously. It's nothing. But a little bit of muscle. So, yeah, it's very doable. I always thought it would be harder than it is, but it's that when I was younger, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to grow old and get fat. I'm going to be gross. It's the easiest thing in the world. Don't eat. So easy. People just have no self-control. Just don't eat. I barely eat anything. You know, today I had a cup of coffee, a little bit of oatmeal, and a cheeseburger. No fries. That's it. Easy. It's easy. It is easy. But I don't know. Most people, I guess, have no impulse control. I don't know what that is. I used to think that's going to be so hard. Like, you just eat anything and balloon up. We got to be so particular. It's simple. It's simple. That's why you really don't hate fat people enough. Fat people, you really don't hate them enough because it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? How did you let it get that far? I got a little chubby and I said, like, hold the phone. This is a crisis. I started getting a little fat in my neck, a little fat in my belly, and I was like, okay, this is bad. Change course. Easiest thing ever. Fuck fat.
Hyper Fitness sent $67. Also, how do I explain all this jewelry stuff to my parents who were born in the 60s? Any books or studies I can point them to?
Okay.
Lyric Terror sent $20. Still every night. Every Lyric night. Terror sent $20.
Did you see there's a new.
How do I red pill my parents? Dude, you can't.
Lyric Terror sent $20.
They're 100 years old. They're 100 years old. They can't remember where their phone is. You just had it in your hand. Everywhere they go. Wait, I can't find my phone. That's like my. I love my mom, but that's her move. I think I left my phone in the restaurant. Oh, there it is. Okay. Literally, and I love my parents to pieces. Every time I go out with my mom, I think I left my phone in the restaurant. Oh, there it is. It's like they don't even know where their fucking glasses are. They can't find their phone. They can't find their glasses. You're lucky they can find their way home from work. And you're going to red pill them on the Jews? Are there any studies I could recommend? Studies? Studies? Dude, they're watching reruns of All in the Family, you know? My mom, her favorite is Judge Judy. They're watching Judge Judy. You're going to give them studies on the Jews? Boomers are reading inspirational quotes on Instagram. They can't parse the difference between AI and reality. They're all on Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts. They're as bad as the toddlers. Yeah, let's give them an academic study on Jewish power. For sure.
Venom11 sent $20. Would you consider a gay to wear a shirt with no pants like Winnie the Pooh? Shia LaBeouf is cool. Shout out to Shia LaBeouf.
A shirt with no pants? I don't like that look. I think that's like a girl look. You know when a girl wears like an oversized shirt? To me, it looks very feminine. So on a guy, I don't think so. For a guy, it's pants with no shirt. But I don't do that. I don't know how people do that. Some guys walk around, pants, no shirt. Maybe it's because I have a terrible physique. Maybe that's why. I guess if I had a great physique, maybe I'd want to show it off all the time, but I want to have clothes on, you know? Anyway, I know that's not a real question, but whatever. Shia LaBeouf, he's mad at me. Shia LaBeouf, he's a little pressed. I said that he's performative, and he goes, some motherfucker called me performative on the internet the other day.
Mysticism keeps men sane. I'm not trying to be dramatic, yeah? I heard some motherfucker say I was performative today, you know? It bothered me.
Doesn't seem like it to me, man.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know you would hear that. I didn't know it would get back to you. I didn't know you were going to... But look, I mean, it's a little performative, okay? I don't hate your guts. Like, I like him. I like him enough. Look, dude, I don't hate you. I don't want to be your enemy, but yeah, it's a little... Look, bro, you're a little performative, okay? Did you see that? He's getting interviewed, and he goes, some motherfucker called me performative on the internet. It was me! I called you performative, but look, but Shia, I don't hate you. Come back. I like you. I like Shia.
White sent $100. Trump retreats from Minneapolis. Trump kicks hornet's nest in Iran. Muslims respond with terrorism in the U.S. Public starts begging Trump to resume deportations. Potential unintended benefit? Iran first.
That can't be. Yeah, you can't be serious. Can't be serious. Actually, this is how we get... Yeah, no, kill yourself.
Wisdom is alien sent $21. An ISIS attack up. My dad might be cooked. Bro was tweeting when I was playing you in the car talking about how the U.S. bombing Iran because of China and that Iraq actually did have WMDs back in 03. Actual knee slop. Crying
okay,
face emoji.
No one cares about your dad. No one cares that your boomer parents are blue-pilled. All boomers are blue-pilled. Why is it like every night, my dad supports the war? Yeah, obviously, because you're like, what? Yeah, okay, we got that. No one cares. Every night, there's like 10 super chats. How do I red pill my dad? My dad's cooked. My mom's blue-pilled. No shit, dude. They were born in the 70s, probably. Yeah, they have been bombarded with propaganda since they were in the womb. Obviously, they're fucked.
Bimmers can say I've sent $20. 50-year-old stay-at-home mom here. Not your typical demographic.
Hey,
I love your show. We'll be voting blue for the first time
ever
this November.
Go!
GOP must be completely dismantled.
Yes!
Keep up the great work.
Thank
Praying
you for the
remoted.
Big super chat. Another one. Can I count on you? Do it. Just do it. See how it feels. Try it. Come on in. The water's fine. I'm voting Democrat and I couldn't be happier. I feel good about it. For the first time, I feel good about voting for the lesser of two evils. I feel good about my vote. I feel like I'm making a difference. Come on in. The water's fine. Just try it. Just say it out loud. Just see how it feels. It's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt. I promise. Just try it. No, another one. Another Democrat voter. The GOP will be destroyed. God willing. God willing, the GOP will be utterly destroyed. It will not recover. all the president's men will not be able to put it back together. So, hey, I appreciate the big super chat. You know, we love the moms, not the typical demographic. Come on now.
Anti-Semitic cat sent $20.
We love moms.
Seems that Jimmy didn't. If the left wins, they start an AI-controlled grid like China. There will be no chance to fight back politically or otherwise. We will be lost like the UK crushed the GOP in 26 and rebuild in 28 with Jubio.
If the left, shut the fuck
Boothball
up.
Sent $20.
We want a fascist to win in 28. I want Democrats to have oversight. That's it. Okay, stupid. You don't really even seem to get what we're doing. I'm not reading any more of your super chats because you are an idiot.
If the left wins, then they create a social credit AI grid.
Hey, slow your roll, dumbass. I'm saying give them the house, dummy.
Just finished your 10-part series with Joel Webbin. That was definitely one of my favorite interviews you've done thus far that I've seen anyways. Great job and God
Thanks
bless.
Thanks a lot. I'm glad you liked Roy it. It was a lot of work. He put me to work. We did 10 interviews in 2 days. 10 hours of content in 2 days. It was brutal. Because I'm lazy. I'm honest. I hate working. I'm a Leo. I'm such a Leo. I hate working. And I'm very ADHD. Now, I can buckle in if I need to, but I don't like to. I don't like it. And I can't do it. 2 days is about as long as I was going to be able to, because that's so not my style. That's not me. It isn't me.
Roy Pet 4 God sent $50. I send in super chats talking random horseshit. Meaningless. But really, I appreciate the assessments. You are the only one I contribute to. Just Pandu's bud. You are shooting at STRA.
Thanks, bud. Thanks, little guy. Thanks, little man. Wow. I almost didn't see you. You're so small. Thanks, little buddy. I'm teasing you. Don't say bud. Very patronizing. Bud. What is that? I'm your leader. Bud. I'm not bud. I'm kidding a little bit, but I unironically hate it when people call me bud. I have this one friend that does it all the time. I don't know if he still watches my show, so I hope this doesn't get back to me or him, I guess. But I have one friend that always calls me bud. And it makes me want to light myself on fire. Like, it makes me want to spontaneously combust. It's just, like, the most patronizing thing. I'm like, I'm not Bud, all right? So, yeah, love that. I'm kidding a little bit with you, but, yes, I do have a friend. He's like, how's it going, Bud? He means well. He means it in a friendly way, but it's like, what is that? Why call me that? Why call
Mark's
me
Life
that?
Sent $20. You are the worst person to advertise paying for the $100 month club. You make it sound like a bunch of pick-me's.
Well, who do you think is going to pay $100 a month to, like, talk to a nigga? Talk to a nigga? Yeah, well, look, there's a lot of great people, too. You're there for me. Let's just cut the crap. You're there for me.
Okay, grow, I present $20. Can you wish our boy WB a happy birthday? He's a Catholic wank. He joined the army to die for Israel, but he outdrinks Hegseth. Should he get out of his contract or stay in as an undercover groiper?
Probably should leave if he doesn't want to die. I don't like the whole birthday. This isn't Cameo, okay? This is not Cameo. Hey, could we do a birthday message for my friend? Well, hey, happy. I'll do it because he's a troop. He's one of the troops. So what would I would be some kind of asshole if I didn't, probably, right? I'd be some kind of craven asshole if I refused your request. So, hey, well, just this once. Happy birthday to those about to die for Israel. No, I'm kidding. Little gallows humor. Happy birthday, buddy. Hey, we're rooting for you. Stay alive out there. Well, I'm actually rooting for Iran, but I hope you don't die. So good luck out there. Be lethal, okay? Kill them all. Go out there and kill them all, okay? Knock them out. Knock them dead, pal. But if you can, try to leave. Try to get out of there. You don't need to die for Israel. But I do appreciate it. W's in the
Congress
chat.
737 sent $20. You said recently that big women is just as big an op as CEO shills. So to protest the GOP, why not just opt out instead of voting for Dems that are usually pro-abortion feminists? Respectfully.
Wow. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's the stupidest super chat I think I've ever read in my whole life. And you should feel bad for sending it because you're an idiot.
Well, if women are a problem, then why are we going to vote out the pro-abortion Democrat?
Abortion isn't the problem. Women are the problem. Abortion is not the... Who gives a shit about abortion? No offense. Obviously, it's heinous. Obviously, abortion is one of the most wicked things a person can do. It's so evil. and it should be eradicated from our society. It's a heinous and wicked evil crime. With that being said, it is a symptom of a disease called feminism. It is a symptom of a society without marriage, and it is a society that has no marriage because of feminism, because women have rights and independence and liberation and agency. So that has nothing to do with anything, you stupid dumbass. Republicans are feminists too. They're all feminists. That's why it's a problem. Everybody's a feminist, so that means nothing to me, and you're stupid for thinking
Colin Fergal sent $50. Please ask viewers to report a video an Israeli Gal Gadot impersonator made. Unknowingly, she recorded me, then posted it on Instagram differently. When asked, please take it down, she threatened.
Are you kidding me? Are you being so for real?
Rich White HS Bro Chad Bronco sent $20. Crazy. Since the Mexicans did their see, say, wait, they walk out bullshit a couple weeks ago, we now have Jews in our small, very white village saying that we should all be focused on Muslims, not Hispanics. We do not even have one Muslim in our village, but we are supposed to be united against Iran. Because that's the real enemy.
My rich white high school friend, so fucking based. Well, if you're rich and you're in the area, then you're probably in the North Shore with all the Jews, I'm guessing. You're probably up in what, Highland Park or Lake Forest or Winnetka or something? Probably not Skokie, but that's all Jewish. Yeah, isn't that so typical? And don't you see it now live and up close and in person? Stay strong, rich white high school Chad. Dude, that's so awesome. That is such a relief. When I see all these young white guys at James Fishback rallies and they recognize me on the streets, it's like, dude, my niggas got me. White ass niggas are running fucking wild everywhere. That's what is required. Brylan Hollihan is a bitch. He is a pussy. We need Fishback clones. We need Fuentes clones. We need based, red-pilled, white-ass niggas going crazy. We needed to become who you are. We needed to become like a white jihadist, practically. Not like terrorism, but I mean, you know, like a religious zealot and like a racial warrior, but in a white way, like a legionary, like a Roman legion. Not like, not like a suicide 85 IQ bomber, but like a superhero. So, love it.
Jamal Chang sent $20. W. Why is it rich white HS bro Chad Bronco sent $20? Lots of young guys listen to you around here. None of us listen to Joe Rogan or Theo Von. That
Let's
is Gen
go.
X and millennial trash.
Let's go.
Plus, Joe Rogan is a little cuckold. He has a half-black daughter. Wife was with a black rapper. A teacher brought you up the other day because of Chicago article and everyone knew who you were?
No way! That's awesome, dude! This is white-pilling as fuck. This is because, you know, I do this show and sometimes I'm like, I'm just a chud. Like, I'm just a chud doing this dumbass show for political nerds, and who even cares? But then I see young white people love the show, and I'm like, okay, like, that gives me hope. That gives me a lot of hope. That fills me with determination. All of a sudden, I'm filled with determination. So thank you. Thank you. Love to hear it. We love the homies. I love high schoolers. I love high schoolers. I'm here to meet a high schooler. Pause. No, I'm kidding. He's here to meet a 15-year-old. No, I'm kidding. But hey, W's in the chat. Big shout out. But hey, hide your power level. Be careful. Hide your power level. Don't tell your teachers. Don't tell your tutors that you're a fucking groiper. Don't tell them that you're a white ass nigga. Keep that shit on the DL, okay? Word to the wise. You don't want them to clock you. You don't want them to clock it. Don't let them clock it, okay? But that's awesome. That's a white pill.
Jim Deep Silver Roy percent $20. Genuinely high quality analysis. Thank you.
What do you mean genuine? What is that supposed to mean? Like it's, no, really, it's really good. Oh, thanks, I guess. Like, yeah, I know.
AF26 sent $20. It is. Trump pissing off the Iran regime. I'm curious if you have an idea of what the bigger picture may be in regards to what may be for America's future, mostly when it comes to controlling the people in the next 10 years.
That's crazy. What's going to happen in, like, the future? I just have one question. Like, what's going to happen, like, in the future? Hey, man, listen, I know it's going to be hard to hear, but, like, just try to live a simple life, my friend. You should just stick to Netflix and chill. Find a girl, settle down, take her on a date, you know, get a sitter. Just go out on the town, you know, and just try to say your prayers and be a good little goy, okay? Because politics clearly is not for you.
I'm just curious, like, what's, like, the bigger picture and, like, the future?
All these new gen people gotta stop hating on Sneeko. He's been supportive of Nick for years before it was popular.
So true. But, you know, look, he's brown clowning on white people. So, look, the Groypers, they're gonna have something to say about it. The Groypers will have something to say until the brown clowning stops. I don't like, he goes to Myron and he's like, hey, why don't you attack white people more? You never attack white people. It's like, he clearly has this Uncle Tom aversion thing. Like, he desperately doesn't want to be perceived as an Uncle Tom. And so that's why he's always got to diss white people a little bit. Like, he can't be too whatever because he doesn't want to be seen as like the a boy, your boy. You know what I mean? Myron doesn't care. Myron is like, hey, I just go with the truth. Well, you know, niggers are, I always like to say it. I was going to say niggas. Niggas are acting like niggas. I always just slips right out. Whoops. You know, Myron will say, look, niggas are acting like niggas. And, you know, and he'll say stuff about white people too. But Sneeko, for him, it's like, no, we got to talk shit on white people. White people hate us and white people are goofy too. And it's like, why? Why all this hate? Why all the animosity? Live chat loves that. It always just slips right out. Sometimes I mean to, sometimes I don't. It's just one of my
America
favorite
first
words.
America first 1776 sent $20.
That's all.
Dear never changed Nick. From a fellow Spanish veteran. On
Thank
plus
you,
USA.
Man. Wait, I'm Mexican, fellow Spanish. I'm Mexican, bro. I'm Mexican. I am not Spanish. I'm Mexican. That's on Injun. They called him Injun Joe. Don't get it twisted.
On 1901 sent $20. Why not run the neocon Likud playbook from 1967 and do a hostile takeover of the Democrats? Counter the current Republican Likud party. Call it Chabad Feuinovich with Rebel Minikin Feuinil Schneegerson. Obama did more deportations and they're morally war than Trump. Inevitable victory.
Ugh, okay. Just leave it to me. Thank you for the big super chat. What if we... Shut up, dude. That is so bad, but I appreciate the money,
Jack Rentschler sent $150. Sometimes I wish you chose to hide your power level when you were younger so you could be in the government, but I also understand the frustration with not...
Okay,
Chop Canadian
whatever.
Sent $20.
Like,
is there any
up.
Popular YouTube first day of my life I recall from start to finish is 9/11. As a child, I was fed that war is cool. 24/7 news put Operation Shock and Awe on TV and said war is cool. COD 4, Halo 3, and Gears of War
okay.
said war was cool. Michael Bay's Transformers helped the military say war is cool. They came to recruit us in school and say war is cool.
Fuck you. Fuck you. That's the stupidest super chat. Then they said war is cool. Then they... Okay, what is this, a slam poem? Is that what you think you're doing right now, you fucking idiot? I was always told that war... Then I played Halo. Dude, honestly, kill all Goyim. Like, can Goyim be sent to die today? All Goyim. It's a shame that all Goyim can't die in the war. Oh my gosh. Yeah, bro. They just really, like, oh my. What even do you say to something like that? Like, tell it to somebody who cares. Tell it to your bong while you watch American Dad and eat your fucking Taco Bell.
Lyric Terror sent $20.
Stupid.
Hey, Nick, you accidentally skipped my other super chat smile.
I don't
Kimberly Marsh
I
sent $50. Are you doing a show Friday? You have missed the last 3 weeks, FYI.
Because I just get so, by Friday, I'm done. Do you see? By Friday, I'm done. I'm tapped out. There's no content. The super chats suck. So maybe I'll do a show tomorrow. I probably will, but I don't know. Thank you for the big, I think, plan on it, but who knows? Maybe I'll just be so dejected. I just won't. Sometimes I get a little dejected.
Stealth Black sent $20. Nick, how come you don't
okay,
feel threatened
boomer?
By Professor Chang? He mispronounces more words than Candace and she might fall in love with him. Don't let Amadeus do you like that.
Oh my, okay, whatever.
Rolling Log sent $20. Netanyahu, if you can hear me, I think my black neighbors are just days away from getting a nuclear weapon. Charles Guido sent $20.
Hilarious.
Don't have to worry about me voting. I always see them calling you gay on X. I think they want you to get a wife and kids so you can lose focus. Don't fall for it.
That's Damn. So true, though. That is so true. That would be the biggest weakness ever. Could you imagine? Could you imagine a wife yanking my chain? Huh? They want me to die like them. They see a spirited young man who's out there in the world doing his thing. And they go, he needs to die inside like me. Why doesn't he trip over toys when he walks through the door? How come his wife doesn't tone police him? It isn't fair. Get this man a wife. Because I'm free. I am a free man. I am a free man. I am one with the people. I belong to the people. Not some stupid fucking void. Not some woman. So I'm not gesturing. I'm not gesture maxing for some void, you know. Bum, bum, bum. I'm not doing it. I will not do
Black
it.
Groyper sent $20.
The live chat is seriously retarded.
I just catch one every now and again. I like see or read one and I'm like, damn. Someone says, fuck Newsom. Okay. Yeah, but the Democrat governor of California, like, Israel's trying to carve out an empire. Okay, but the Democrats. Okay, buddy. That's crazy. All right.
Chomp sent $20. Make expulsions great again. Mega greater than mega. Thanks for all the laughs. Goyim United niggas gun. Peacefully sleeping when attacked by a lust demon to completion grower percent $30. Love you. Big Badinky Bones sent $100. Couple Qs. 1. Cooler Chicago St. Patrick's Day function. River dying or Western Avenue parade? Not which one would you go to. Probs neither two. Faith president before first term Trump. And why? Watched a DDR doc the other night. Almost have hope again.
Ugh. These are all horrible. Every one of these is horrible. Every single one of these super chats has been horrible. Every single one. We should change it to make expulsions great again. Fuck you. Kill yourself. Cooler Chicago St. Patrick's Day thing? Dude, really? Thanks for the big super chat. I'm not helping you. Google it. Google fucking Yelp or whatever. Favorite president before Trump and why? I don't know, dude. Nobody. Adolf Hitler. Napoleon. Seriously? Favorite president? I don't know, dude. Washington. Seriously?
Baskin sent $20. In the desert, Satan offered Jesus all the kingdoms of the earth. The Jews took that deal. Their success isn't just nepotism.
Oh, gosh.
Nathan 15688 sent $20. I am not trying to gate up. Please clarify and tweet for 2026. Vote D for House and R for Senate. Number on a guy sent.
I'm not doing it. Fuck you. I'm not.
Number on a guy sent $20. On another note, Buster getting fat. Black Jew molester sent $20. How do I change my name? Allegedly guilty sent $25. Have you considered getting a Jew wife? Goyim Lives Matter sent $20. The urge to hang the Epstein class myself is killing me. Why has Jace Trey sent $50. Fairly new grower per mom here. My son and I love your show. We will be voting Democrat in 2026 for the first time ever. Thank you for all you do.
Let's
go!
You're
in my rosary intentions every day. God bless you.
Thank you. Finally, a good super chat. W mom, mother and son combo. W's in the chat. That's very wholesome. And two Democrats, two more Democrats. Two more Democrats for the cause.
Veronica sent $25.
Love it.
You said July 13th, 2024. The day Donald Trump lived long enough to see himself become the villain.
Really?
Joey321 sent $20. We need some Israel last hats. Respect. Lil Wade sent $20. Do you like Simon and Garfunkel?
I don't. I don't like all that folksy. That's a little too crunchy, granola, hippie shit for me. I like I told you the other night, I like America, the band. I like that kind of sound. To me, that's not folk. You know, don't you know? Isn't there sort of like a slight difference there? I like Jim Croce. I like that kind of sound. I don't know what you would call that, though. It's sort of like yacht rock, almost. I'm not sure. Is that folk? But to me, Simon and Garfunkel is just a little too crunchy, too... I don't know. I've never really given them a chance, but not a huge fan. I feel like there's one song I like by them. Yeah, I don't know. Mrs. Robinson, blah. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of this stuff, I just don't. Am I crazy or are these different? Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get into it. It's a little too soft, a little too soft and sweet. I like something a little more rock, you know, a little more rocking than that. Not a huge Simon and Garfunkel
Ravenscar
guy.
Sent $20. Yo, Nick, St. Patty's Day coming up. Was wondering if you'd be down to come with me and the boys for some beers in Hinsdale, LMK.
Are you crazy? Yeah, let me,
Let's hang out in Hinsdale with the boys.
I don't know, man. I don't know about all Spotland that. I don't even know you.
Hi, Nick. What's worse, dispensationalist Christians or Christians who believe the Eucharist is symbolic? God bless and much love, Nick.
The pain is immeasurable. What's worse, dispensationalist Christians or Christians who believe the Eucharist is symbolic? A ghost that don't veil their faces in church? Which is worse, ultra-modernist Catholics or... Shut the fuck up. Holy. I don't, dude.
Charles
Geyser
sent
$20.
Know. American conservatism can only
what
be
what kind of question is that? They're
Charles
both
Geyser
bad,
sent $20.
I guess.
American the Jews have been planning the Trump presidency since 1987. Jeffrey Epstein and Howard Lutnick are the main Mossad agents assigned to Don. Pushing Don into Hollywood and Home Alone came out in 1992.
Okay.
Namice Valentine sent $20. Bro doesn't watch porn but knows enough graphic details about slipping it back in and riding cowgirl style.
I just heard that from a friend of mine.
This
my Jewish
friend sent $20.
That.
Talent hits a mark others cannot hit. Genius hits a mark they cannot even see. Here's the Nick. Keep safe. God bless.
Thanks. A good compliment. W flattery. Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate
Robert
it.
Robert textbook sent $50.
So true.
Love your brilliant accent and Tucker laugh. Israel is perfect too. Brilliant reminds me of that normal version of SpongeBob where he is smoothed out and overly nice. Normie Bob. Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Gabagool sent $100.
Good job, buddy.
Gabagool
very
sent $100.
Good. Thanks for the big super chat. I like your Wywood accent. I like your Tucker laugh. It's so funny. The way you say Israel is really funny. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it. I love the way you do the voice. The way you do the voice is really funny. I'm laughing at that. It's really funny. Thanks. Thank you, man. Yeah, yeah. Okay. You got a marker or something? Let me just sign the hat. Yeah, yeah.
Immigrant G, always sent $20. Thanks a lot. Love my Goyim TV. God bless. You've changed my perspective and pushed me to do my own research. Thank you for your influence.
Yeah, good.
Cedars sent $20. Wow. PPL, forget Lebanon is a Catholic country. Used to be mostly Christian and stayed loyal to Rome. Pray must be Maronite Catholic.
Okay. Like, dude, I hope it's a tribulation. I hope it's the tribulation. But will the sky open up and fire will rain down, please? Would be preferable to this. I can't wait for the bomb to fall. I'll greet it. I'll welcome it. Never forget, Lebanon is Catholic. Oh, so true. So true.
Fish grow 1%.
Yeah.
Fish grow 1%, $75. Fish.
It's kind of, thank you, but it's kind of immaterial, like to the broader goals.
Bildo sent $30. Why don't we become Israel. A Muslim and you and Sneeko can get married?
Oh, Go-Guk Knight yeah, sent $20.
Which is cooler, clone troopers or stormtroopers?
I'll just be one. Go-Guk I'll be Knight one. He'll be one of my wives. He'll be one of my wives. I'll take Go-Guk many. Knight That's a joke. Why are you trying to Go-Guk do this Knight now? Sent. Why are you trying to stir up division between Muslims Go-Guk and sent $20, Christians?
Which is wearing a hoodie on casual Friday? You're not a casual Nick. You're a superhero. Where's your fucking superhero gear at Men 5? Let's get this money. Lalalal. Also, who is your favorite superhero? Could be in a video game too. My superhero is Solid Snake. Juhu heard.
I don't know. Probably Iron Man, Tony Stark. I kind of identify with Tony Stark. Take away the suit and what are you? Genius, playboy, philanthropist? So awesome. Yeah, Iron Man's got to be the GOAT, number one.
Siagro I for $19.99 sent $20. Did you see Larry Silverstein bought U.S. Bank Tower in L.A.? Or is that fake?
I'm going to ragdoll if I hear one more. Jeff Webstein groomed Trump since 1987. Where we Silverstein just... Yeah, it's another 9-11. They're just running it back. Same guy. Larry Silverstein bought the bank tower. It's another 9-11.
Roy forever sent $100. Yep. Western Christians are silent while 161K Catholics are murdered by Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. 1.4M of our people at risk. Nick, this is a test of who we really stand for. Big Dog sent $20. Okay. I spoke to an NSN member.
Based?
Stinky Hat 8 sent $20. What is porn?
Remember when Tucker said that? So, before I ask you this, so what is porn? I mean, it's like, come on, Tucker. Like, you know what porn is. Let's not...
What is porn exactly? Like, describe...
I know you play dumb on your show. I know that's your shtick, is like pretending to be dumber than you are, but that's a little far. So, before I ask you this, I just want to know... What is porn? It looks like you're asking me what... That's your question? You're asking me what porn is? Are you retarded? Or did you forget you were... Like, what kind of retard you're playing on TV? So, before I ask you this, I just want to know... So, what is porn? We hear a lot about it. Now we're starting to watch it. Now we're starting to watch a lot of it. What is gooning? That's my Tucker impression. You like my Tucker impression? What is porn? That's what he seriously asked me. When we did our interview, he seriously asked me, said, what is pornography? I'm like, I think you know what that is. Think you've heard of it.
Elite Slanker sent $20. To clarify, is Islam or world jewry the larger short-term threat to the United States?
Dumb question.
Rose John sent $20. Is it Paxum? When you become God Emperor of Earth, will you be giving everyone state-mandated Braliso pairs? Creepy Kramer sent $200. Dude, thanks for the show, Nick. I will vote how you tell me since I'm only 3/5 a person, woman.
It just gets worse and worse as the night goes on. Thank you for the big super chat, I guess. Since I'm only 3/5 a person. Bitch, what are we doing? Like, that's just the pygmies insane. Anyway, I appreciate the big super chat. Thank you very much.
The chats make me want to staple my nuts to a wooden table. And Hiverstendu sent $20. Anglin published his last article today and said he's shutting down TDS permanently within weeks. What the hell happened?
Oh, no. Aw. No, not that anyone knows or cares. Dude, fuck that bald piece of shit.
Shavery sent $20. Super hot fire. I've been seeing reports online about military doomsday planes conducting drills. What are your thoughts on this? Thank you for everything that you do.
It's like, they do that every time, man. First time, a doomsday plane just flew over my house. Get in here, Anon! Happening general!
happening general. A doomsday plane just flew over my house. I live in Saudi Arabia and a nuclear missile just flew over my house. Iraqi Anon here. A Jericho missile just flew over my backyard. Get in here, lads. Happening general. It's really happening. Royber
Hacker sent $20.
Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button. Oh, we got another $500 super chat. That's crazy. Shavery says, you are actually still broke, bitch-ass super chatters. Also, red onions do not belong on burgers. Okay. I don't have strong feelings about that. I'm okay with a red onion on a burger, honestly. I love onions. Love onions. I like them raw.
Raw on. I don't like fried or, what is it?
Caramelized. I don't like I like them. I don't like that sweet. I like it to make you cry. I want onions to make you cry a little bit. I want it to hurt. I love when a burger has just like a big slice of raw onion on it and you bite into it. That's the best thing ever, actually. All right. Well, thank you for the massive super chat. L take on the onions, though, but I appreciate the massive super chat. Okay, that's our last one. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment.